Hey, friends, welcome back to the Faith Impact Podcast. It's great to be here with you. My name is Dustin Hill, and I'm excited today to talk about how confidence and, you know, humility can play together, because this is something that I think as a believer that I think that sometimes we feel like that we can't be confident in the things that we're going to do or where we're going because we have to be humble. And, you know, humility, like, first of all, is something that I think we sometimes get wrong, that it's something that I've actually heard before. It was an apostle that talked about this, and he said that it's humility is thinking less. It's not thinking less about yourself, but it's about, like, I guess thinking less about yourself, but not less of yourself, right? So, like, we can think less of our, like, about what we're doing and all the things that we're going about and doing, but we shouldn't think less of ourselves. Like, we should be grateful for the people that we are, and we should know that we have God-given talents and that God wants to do great things through us. And so we shouldn't think less of us. And so the reason I bring this up is because yesterday at church, we were talking about this idea of what does God, you know, think of us? Where does he see us? And so we read this scripture, and it was talking about how he was talking to Moses, and that he saw Moses as in the similitude of Jesus Christ. And so basically, if you kind of look at, like, the level of, like, hey, like, similar to Christ. And so, like, on that same level. And so it's really interesting to think about that. And then the instructor was talking about how, but the person, like, we sometimes think of ourselves as down here. And so I remember when that was being said, I've been learning a lot about the brain and about, you know, how do we make changes in ourselves and things like that. I've been reading this book, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joseph Dispenza, and it's been so good. But there's been so many nuggets and things that I've found in there that I'm like, this is something I believe is inspired by God. I believe that God uses this. And it's this idea that if we always view ourselves as down here, like that we are at this level, we're just not that good, we just can't get there, then we're going to stay that way. Like, that's really, really powerful. We're going to stay that way. We're going to stay on that level if we don't actually see ourselves at a higher level, right? And God sees us as our potential. And that's something that I believe that God sees our potential, and that he sees the end from the beginning. He sees where we could go. He sees that we could get to this level, that we could become much more, you know, much better in a lot of different things that we do. But I think sometimes what happens is we view ourselves at a lower point, and so then we don't actually get to where we want to go, right? We don't get to where even God wants us to go, because we just don't even think that that's possible. And so it's just been really interesting to learn these things and to think, like, that's totally, you know, based in God's truths. If you even think about with, you know, faith, that we have to have faith in him. We have to believe. And that as we do that, we start to see change. We start to get to a better spot. And so just in that same, you know, note is this idea that God wants us to be confident. And I believe that we should be confident that we can do what, you know, he wants us to do. And that's where I believe, you know, with humility, like, let's think less about ourselves, but not less of ourselves. Let's, just because, you know, we're thinking less about ourselves doesn't mean that we can't do great things if we want to do that. And also, especially if it's inspired by God, like, that's something we should look at and say, hey, he wants us to be at this level. And where are we at right now? Do we see our potential? A lot of times I think we don't. A lot of times we, you know, don't see the good in ourselves. And that's why, you know, having other people to help us and having God there to help us to see where we could go is really big. But that's why I think it's so important that we're continuing to work towards, you know, a higher level. It's important for us to look to that and to see, you know, see how God sees us. And if you think about, if you have kids, very similar thing. When your kids make a mistake or when they do something, you know that they have such a much more potential than where they're at. And as they continue to grow and as they figure things out, their potential continues to increase. And you can see that. And it's really cool. And, you know, if we can see that as human being, how much more can God see that, you know, in us? And so let's always remember that it's really important for us to look at, you know, where we could go, Where could we be? What is the potential? And to really be confident that we can get there. And again, I know that that's difficult. I think this is something I really battled with the last like 10 years is really that self-confidence and, you know, self-esteem. It was really hard for me to do that. But I feel like over the years and over, you know, continuing to really try to have more love for myself, I've been able to do that. And so I'm excited to continue to look to that. But that is just something I want to share with you today because I really felt like that aha was really powerful. You know, during church, I turned to Amy and I told her that. And she's like, whoa, that's so true. You know, and so just thought I'd share it with you as well. But just remember that you have so much potential and that God can do so much through you. But sometimes that confidence needs to be there too, that you have to believe that's even possible and believe that you can get there and just be sure that you can, right? And I think that he wants us to do that. And sure, it's not going to always be easy to do that, but I believe that when we really put forth an effort to do that, we can do some amazing things. So thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you have an amazing day and an amazing week. Just a reminder too, that we'll be doing this every Monday so that you can continue to remember what matters most. And that's really my goal is for you to continue to remember what matters most. I'm excited to continue to share and help you in that way. So thanks so much. And I hope you have an amazing week.